Results are out today from a rush probe by a Canadian government into reports that nearly 1,000 airport screener uniforms and security badges went missing from that nation's airports during the first 9 months of this year. For more on the story, Ian Flett joins us from the CBC studios in Montreal. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
The original numbers sounded quite alarming, 1,000 uniforms and badges. What are the actual numbers in the final report?
Well, the government rushed this report over the weekend, and they were able to tell Canadians that what it comes down to is that there are a lot of what they called separate uniform items that were stolen or reported missing. Now, more than a good number of them, 878 of them, to be exact, were items that don't have any markings that would relate to airport security, such as name tags with only a first name on it.
Mm-hmm.
They say that 130 plain navy clip-on ties were stolen, shoulder boards, and even 8 pairs of shoes. So they're saying that makes up for a big chunk of it. However, there are just over 200, they say 226 items that do have the security logo on them. Those are shields that are a generic shield identifying people who work for the airport security agency here in Canada, shirts, windbreakers, and sweaters. Now, if we did the math very quickly, there's still 20 uniform pieces missing from their list, and we're trying to find out what those uniform pieces are.
Mm-hmm.
But in the beginning of their report, they said that they were very concerned about the media attention given to this story as compared to being very concerned about stolen items, which will give you an idea of how they're spinning the story.
Yeah, but it's beginning to sound like petty theft than possible terrorism.
One example, it would be either petty theft, or one example is that the only full uniform that was reported missing in a house fire. And that's just one entire uniform for one of our airport security staff. So drumming it up as a fear of terrorism itself might be an exaggeration. And I think that's where the Ministry of Transport was headed when in its report it said it was more concerned about the media attention revolving around this story than it was actually about a security breach.
But the media nevertheless gave it a lot of attention.
It did get a lot of attention, and obviously Canadians are very sensitive about their own security, but it gets a lot of attention because Canadians are concerned about the image that they portray, because we are, in some ways, a gateway to the United States, having such a long, undefended border. And that's why a lot of these stories garner interest, not so much because we're concerned domestically about terrorism or concerned about security, but because there's a very important concern for it south of the border in the United States.
And briefly, is this investigation going to continue?
Well, the Auditor General, which is essentially a government investigating body, is looking into airport security. Now, this is something that it began before this report came out on the weekend, and they're doing what they call undercover tests and they're screening personnel. There are 80,000 people working in Canadian airports. And a lot of them have access to a lot of different areas. And there's been criticism about the way access is granted. And even the Minister of Transportation here has said to do a full security control of every single person going to the airport every single day would simply mm-hmm. be too expensive.
Ian Flett, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ian Flett, a reporter in Montreal, he joined us by phone. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.